Well, we have spoken about NAIF quite a few times, and even, you know, the Northern Australia reinsurance pool is something that's been promised by the government, but lacking on details and still a long way off into the future. It's one of those promises that's down the track and not providing any, I guess, joy to people on the ground here in Australia. With respect to the funding of the NAIF, it's been about 7 years. Now, by June 2022, still only a fifth of the funding that's been allocated to NAIF is actually going to be released. It's still taking so much time on the ground. Senator Murray Watt joins me this morning. It is it's been an ongoing concern for him for quite a while now, with respect to just, what, 20% by 2022, June 2022. It really is just happening so slowly, Murray.
It sure is, Murray. And as you say, you and I have talked about this a number of times, which just shows how long-standing a problem this has been. This $5 billion fund that was announced 7 years ago, it's predicted that even by the end of this financial year, it will have released less than a fifth of its budget to support projects across Northern Australia. This is why I've constantly referred to it as the No Actual Infrastructure Fund, because all these promises have been made to use this fund to create jobs, build projects across the north, and now we learn that even 7 years into it, it will have released bugger all. This thing was supposed to be wrapped up in 5 years, and even 12 months after its original end date, it still will have only spent less than a fifth of its actual budget. So we constantly see ministers running around announcing projects that are going to be funded by the NAIF one day or in the future, but the money just never seems to hit the ground where it can actually create the jobs.
Now, Minister Littleproud has come out yesterday saying that, you know, the funds are being released. You know, there are lead times in relation to this. There's certainly some fairly significant projects with respect to energy. What about in our part of the world? What about in the Cairns region?
Well, this is one of the main concerns I have, Murray, is that despite the fact that Cairns and the far north is one of the big economic contributors for our state, and let's face it, it's going through tough times at the moment, there is not a single project north of Kidston in far north Queensland which has received a dollar. If you look at the map, Kidston, where the GenX project is in line with Ingham. So not a single project north of Ingham has received a dollar from this fund. And in fact, what the government did recently was knock over a project in your region. You might recall a few weeks ago, the Caban Wind Farm on the Tablelands, that was seeking a loan from the federal government through the NAIF. A good project would have created a couple of hundred jobs, would have created clean energy, brought down power prices in the Cairns region, but that got knocked off because the government doesn't like renewables projects. So even when there are projects in the Cairns region, the government isn't prepared to fund them. And all that means is that we're losing jobs and economic development opportunities in places like Cairns.
Now, particularly for the Gulf, I mean, you know, so many opportunities, particularly for some of the Aboriginal communities that are struggling right through the Gulf. This was certainly, you know, I guess, a promise of some great opportunities on the horizon. But as you said, they certainly haven't eventuated. Before the last election, there was this illusory surplus, which did not appear, and it was sold as something that was in the bag. And of course, a lot of people are still questioning this reinsurance pool that was actually announced a little while ago by the Prime Minister to a lot of fanfare. But I guess when it comes to the lack of detail, and I guess concerns that it may actually not have such an impact on actually the insurance prices here in tropical North Queensland.
That's right, Murray. It's just yet another example of what we constantly see from Warren Entsch, Scott Morrison and their entire government, which is that they love getting out there and announcing things, but they never follow through and deliver them. We've seen that with the NAIF. We've seen that with the reinsurance pool. We've seen that with road projects in the region. You know, we're still waiting for the Captain Cook Highway to be done, even after it was promised at the last federal election. And the reinsurance pool is a really important thing that the government has committed to. I know very well that so many homeowners and businesses are struggling under the weight of increasing insurance premiums. We saw at this year's federal budget that the government said they'd fix it with a reinsurance pool, but they've never been seen since. We don't know when it's going to happen. We don't know what it's going to involve. No one from the government has been prepared to say to people how much they'll save on their insurance premiums. All this government seems to do is worry about getting a press release and a good run in the daily press, and then they run away and never actually follow through.
Now, I spoke to Labor leader Anthony Albanese in the breakfast show yesterday, and he continues to attack the government with respect to the vaccination rollout, and obviously the government is copying it from all directions. But certainly overnight, Health Minister Greg Hunt's certainly been under fire with respect to an email trial, which basically shows that he did lag with respect to making an appointment to actually have a chat to Pfizer to secure further vaccinations for Australia.
That's right. It's very disturbing news that surfaced overnight about this, Murray. We've known for a long time that Australia has had the worst vaccine rollout of anywhere in the developed world, and now we're starting to find out why that's happened. You might remember a few months ago the Prime Minister assuring us all that this wasn't a race, it's not a competition, and that's because we started a lap behind. What we found out through this FOI is that Pfizer tried to meet with the federal government at the very early stage of this pandemic to try and do a deal around vaccines like they were doing with other countries, but our ministers couldn't even be bothered to turn up and meet with them. So it's no wonder that other countries got the jump on us and were able to do their vaccine deals. And this is why we can look around the rest of the world at countries like the UK and the US who are hitting vaccination rates of 70 to 80%, while we're still down in about the 20, 30% mark for fully vaccinated people. But we started this race so far behind because the government made these decisions, and this is why we're still seeing lockdowns in places like Sydney and Melbourne, which is obviously affecting the tourist industry in Cairns and Port Douglas and places like this. So this all goes back to the fact that the Prime Minister failed to do his job, which was get the vaccine rollout working and get quarantine up and running. And everyone around the country is paying the price, whether they're in lockdown or whether they're suffering the economic consequences of those lockdowns in places like Cairns.
And as we wrap up this morning, I see there's a story that's come through overnight. Scott Morrison further under fire with respect to, you know, what's widely supported here in Australia is net zero emissions by 2050. It's basically, you know, it's a position that a very large percentage of Australians certainly want and are in line with the Paris Agreement. But with respect to the free trade deal that he's made with Boris Johnson, it's come out overnight that there was pressure put on the UK government from Australia to basically water down the references to some of our obligations with respect to climate change and, of course, decreasing our carbon footprints.
Yeah, that's another thing that's surfaced overnight that's very concerning, Murray. I mean, we've known for a long time that this government is dead set against net zero emissions, despite the benefits it can have, not just for our environment, but in terms of job creation as well. And now what we've learned is that even when they're entering trade deals with nations like the UK, a very close ally of ours who wants to take action on climate change,
our government is removing
any reference to achieving climate change targets from those deals. And the big problem with this is that obviously it's a problem for the environment, but it also means that we just see jobs in renewables and manufacturing and things like that just get sent offshore because we can't compete. This government just is sticking their head in the sand. They're ignoring the job benefits that places like Cairns and far north Queensland can get out of renewables and out of taking action on climate change. And of course, all of this just increases the likelihood of cyclones and other natural disasters around far north Queensland. It's just sending our nation backwards. We're missing out on opportunities and we're putting ourselves at greater risk. So it's just yet another reason why, frankly, I think we need to change the government.
Murray Watt, Senator for Queensland, great to talk to you this morning and thank you so much for your time. Cheers.
Good to talk to you, Murray. It's Murray.